Hello and welcome to the Two Men Many Voices podcast with me, Harry Stacchini, and my ever so trusty companion, James Allen. This is the podcast where each week we give a different subject a voice of its own, and this intro is getting incredibly long. But yeah, in the dear words of a dear friend of the dear podcast, Gennaro Gattuso.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
We're not promising anything. Sometimes it is good and sometimes it is shit.
We've not discussed the ratio of...
No. We feel it's probably unfair to put a number on it.
Yeah.
But this week we're talking about Halloween. Fast approaching.
Bloody ween.
Fast approaching. Well, actually, when this is released, it is Halloween.
It will be Halloween.
So, have you got anything planned? Because I've been invited to something, but I'm not going.
I'll ask you why you're not going after I tell you where I am going. I am going to a party with my girlfriend, with her friends, who I've met a few, but not met all of them. It's like a fancy dress.
Of course.
Halloween. It's a Halloween party. Yeah,
it's black tie.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Anyway, it's dressed down.
Yeah.
Jeans for jeans day.
Is that in?
It's at a house, but the
house party.
They live next door, I think, to someone they know. So it's like a massive.
Is it adults as well?
Family and friends. Surprisingly, I am an adult. I've made it this far. I am going as Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
That is a good shout.
Just need to get a.
You've got them cold, dead eyes.
I was going to say, you have the look, you have the face. Thanks, mate. You have the cold, dead eyes of a yuppie.
And you always come round my house in a big plastic raincoat.
Well, I need to buy one. Plastic raincoat, I bet I need to get an axe, but I'm having a real trouble with the axe.
Yeah. Have you stopped listening to 30 Seconds to Mars?
Too? Yeah, just hatred for Jared Leto. If anyone dresses the... Joker.
He is an incredibly talented man.
I'm sorry. He is.
A friend of Poppy's apparently met him once due to a work thing. I say met him, but like worked with him, had a few exchanges, but apparently he's a proper knobhead.
Can imagine.
Yeah, well, I think that level of fame for that long.
Yeah, it's got to become delirious. There's rumour on the set of when he filmed Suicide Squad, like, tried to get into the mind of the Joker, that he, like, sent dead rats to people, the cast members.
Yeah, that's...
And, like, just tried to do a few...
I'd be shouting across the film, like, that is not funny, all right?
Okay, and hold on a minute. Jared! Yeah.
We all know if Heath was alive, he'd be doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
Jared, what's this, mate, huh? None of this in the Dark Knight.
Yeah, not having it.
Go back to your awful band. Sorry.
An awful film.
Yeah,
it was terrible. It was shite, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, Robbie!" Like,
but then a lot of people will dress up as couples costume, isn't it? You can go as the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
me and my girlfriend were like, "We're not doing that."
No.
She's going as like a clown.
I should say. That's
well, nice, I'm going as
a classic horror clown. Do you want to know about a serial killer called John Creasy?
John Wayne Gacy.
Is this the guy dressed as a clown?
Bobo the Clown.
Oh my fucking! Have you seen what he looks like?
Yeah.
He was terrifying. Because I read up on this and then after.
It's not funny. I'm saying
it's not funny. But this is a really creepy thing. So he used to dress as a clown. He's like the real life version of It. You know the Stephen. Is it Stephen King? Stephen King. Yeah, film. So. This guy, John, you get booked for parties, and he was very punctual. He always showed up.
If there was one thing about John...
Yeah, always showed up. He basically preyed on young boys. But what he used to do is, he'd have handcuffs, and he'd have a pair of play handcuffs, and he'd put the handcuffs on him, ask the little boys to. He'd be able to take them off, right? And then he'd say to the little boys, let me do it to you. And they put their hands behind their back, and he'd swap the handcuffs, and then actually handcuff them, and then very brutally sexually assault and kill them, and then buried them in the floorboards of his house. Can you how can you paint your face after that?
Yeah, exactly.
Off to work, sweetheart.
Yeah, how can you? The children's party industry must have shattered for
I know,
a bit
but like
in America,
his diary was busy apparently.
He didn't have, did he have
James,
an agent?
James doesn't know where to go with it.
Did he have an agent?
No.
John, you're in the...
Yeah.
I don't know what he did the waters of a, like, talking about a...
I heard that he would only ever go to a party if there were party bags offered at the end.
Yeah.
And if there wasn't, he took a young boy.
If you were that kid at the end that never got picked up.
Yeah. He got upset if he never got the corner of the cake. You know what I mean? Where it was covered in icing all the way around.
Halloween. No,
but yeah,
I wouldn't recommend advising. I wouldn't advise going as
a clown.
Gacy. Pennywise, I'd say yes, fictional. That's a good point, though. Like, would you? I've seen Halloween pictures of people dressing up, but they go as like Jeffrey Dahmer or
Jeffrey. Who's he?
He's another serial killer. I don't want to like muddy the waters, but this podcast is just about Halloween. It's not, we're not going into the mind of Dahmer, Bundy, Gacy. Richard Ramirez, Eileen Wuornos,
Ed Kemper.
Any serial killer. But yeah, I don't know where I'd... Don't go as John Wayne Gacy. But yeah, we're going as a clown and a Patrick Bateman. But I'm having trouble with the axe, because in the film he uses a double-handed axe.
It's a bit...
And it's real.
It's not very inconspicuous.
Whereas at a house party in the Wirral, I can't really... But you can get a plastic axe. The problem with a plastic axe is the one-handed. And you don't want to turn up with a...
Get tinfoil, right?
Yeah.
And a bit of cardboard. Make the I was going to say the cutty part of the axe. That was really bad. The sharp part.
Yeah.
The head.
The axe head.
Yeah, makes that. And then just stick it to a bit of cardboard. Just do that. Get a bit creative.
Okay.
I was 1 year, Poppy is incredible at fancy dress, like incredible. And she had a party last year, and it's one of them where if you don't make an effort and you come to a party, there's costumes that are like waiting for you to be put on. So she gets really pissed off if you don't make an effort.
Yeah, I at World Book Day, you had to dress up, and I didn't know what to go as, and I.
Oh, this selection of books. Which one to choose?
Your default Willy Wonka.
Your mum wasn't that, and you go as John.
Narnia. You default the classic books that you could have. Yeah. I went right as the Hulk. Now, a comic book. I'd draw an asterisk by that. I'd say, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any green paint. So what I did was.
Never mind, you're a remarkable stature.
Yeah. Never mind, I've got the posture that resembles a question mark.
Yeah.
I cut holes in the T-shirt and in my tracksuit bottoms.
You wore trackies as well.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I didn't have the purple shorts. And just turned up with these ripped tracksuit bottoms and cuts in my T-shirt. And people were like, why have you come as a tramp?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I was gypsy. That's what I
said. And I went, no, I'm the Hulk.
But why are you not green? There's a recession.
Yeah, well, I'm the Hulk after.
Oh, once he's calmed down.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I thought of a joke this week about fat people, and I saw a fat guy wearing a ripped T-shirt, ripped jeans, and I thought he looked like a really out of shape version of the Hulk. But once he'd calmed down,
that's what I. Yeah. Maybe wasn't as I had a bit of chub, which I'm regaining. But yeah, after the Hulk, and then it was only when I went home. That had an Anakin Skywalker costume and mask under my bed.
You do look a bit like Anakin Skywalker.
But did the Star Wars novella win the Booker Prize? No, it didn't. So,
or did it win?
Yeah, I don't think it won any. Just the hearts of many fans across the world. So thanks for saying Anakin.
Yeah, you do look a bit like him.
Although
I'm thinking the one with Liam Neeson in, whatever that one is.
Empire Strikes Back. Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace. That's the one because he gets cut in half. Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Does get cut into.
Oh, no, Darth Maul gets cut into. Liam Neeson gets stabbed in the.
Intestines.
A terrible, terrible film. Yeah. Do you like many Halloween films? Segway.
I don't really like horrors.
You're not a horror
film. I wanted to share with you one of my outfits 1 year. But we've now seen.
That's my fault.
I feel like you've gone. It's mine.
Does it relate? Does it tie into a.
It feels like we had show and tell, and you've taken up my time.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. It away.
So Poppy wanted to go as Drake and Nicki Minaj 1 year, But obviously, what do you reckon the problem is with that, James?
Gonna be the old face racism.
Yeah. Poppy's massively racist. She said, just do the eyebrows for Drake for me. I was like, I don't think that's...
Yeah, you walk in.
Who have you come as? Yeah, Martin Scorsese. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to work. And Poppy's... I think she wanted to do Nicki Minaj purely for the just the big ass effect.
Right.
Which she won't mind me saying she'd have to put an artificial padding in. But yeah, we didn't go as that. So I went as the Joker, not the Joker, the Mask. I went as the Mask,
good.
Which was
good shout.
Yeah, and I put green face on, obviously, because that's acceptable, green face.
I praise outside of the box thinking. So the Mask's a good one. I don't think many people will go as
I went as Mask, and Poppy went as Ex Machina, and she made her outfit herself.
Ex Machina.
You know, like...
Oh, the film,
Is it Ex Machina?
Ex Machina, yes.
Yeah, so I always get it wrong, yeah. So she went...
Yeah. Wow.
Is it E? What's her name? E starts with an E, isn't it? Yvonne.
Yes.
Eva.
Who's in that?
I can't remember her name. But yeah, whatever the character is, she was the lead robot from that. And then the year before, like every Halloween, she goes pretty, you know, hardcore. For a birthday party, we had dress up, and that was disco themed, and that was so fun. The amount of wigs that we just found around the flat the next morning, it was like Drake and Nicki had been here all night.
Did Poppy have to do a lot of like, guys, it's me from Ex Machina? Because my worry.
Oh, tell you what, there was a girl who came to the party who went as the girl from The Ring, and like it was so good. She put baby oil in her hair. And like combed it through, and it was just like the whole evening, her hair was just over the top of her face. She won best dress.
You don't want to have a drink, guys. Don't come near me.
There was loads of people. Someone went as John Travolta from Pulp Fiction.
We were going to do that.
Someone went as Pablo Escobar.
Nice.
What was the? There was some that were quite. I don't mind dressing up. I just think if you're going to do it, you can't.
You can't half.
Like, I don't think just by getting an old school shirt, cut it out, put a bit of blood. I'm a zombie.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Like, or like, you know, I think that's what I'm worried about is that one, I've made an effort, but an effort to the point like if people don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, people, and I'm like, okay, a few people. I'm really worried that I'm gonna have to come in and go, do you like Huey Lewis in the news? Huh? They knew out, but when sports came out in '84, they really came into their own artistically and commercially. This song, "Hip to Be," we don't know what you're saying, James. Yeah. Have you ever seen the film American Psycho? Oh, I'm dreading having to do that. Why have you come in a suit and a rain mac?
I think you should walk into that party with a stack of business cards and immediately just start going apeshit.
Yeah. Look at that off sort of white colouring.
Yeah, or walk in and just request Phil Collins to sue the
other. Yeah.
And then when people ask why, it's from the film.
Yeah.
It's from the film.
Do that. Yeah.
We're fucking leaving.
You'd have hated me in primary school when I went as Darth Vader, but wore tracky bottoms.
Oh,
Darth Vader helmet, all that, but below. Sort of streetwise crime space
Darth
lord
pre-spin class.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I also didn't have a bag.
Did
I went as the Grim Reaper one year. I didn't have a bag for sweets, so I had to put my sweets in the mask, but they fell through the eye holes. The only good thing was there was one house that gave full size of chocolate bars and they stayed in. But anything miniature, like Hero Celebration.
The gap with the big things, you know what I mean? People be like, what are you doing? Ah, just you wait.
You just want a bag.
Did trick or treating was obviously. When I was younger, I lived in a village. So, like, there was a lot of people, you know, used to trick or treat. But there was some estates. It was a case of, I say estate. There was fucking 700 people that lived in this village. So it's not really an estate. But there were certain areas of it where it was, you know, like rumours. If you go there, go to this house at this time when it's a full moon, and you'll be given a lion bar, not miniature size. And it was like, oh my god! And obviously, it was
like
just
forbidden.
Yeah. And the worst thing was after the trick or treating, I'd get back and empty my bag out on the lounge floor, and my dad would just like the chief pirate would just come along and take along my biggest finds. Like, oh, I'll have that.
That's awful.
I'll have that. And it's like, ugh. I felt like Oliver Twist, and he was fucking Fagin. I'd come back, and he was, you know.
I hated getting gummy sweets, because when I went as a vampire one year,
these were ruined my teeth.
Well, I
thought that was a good impression.
That was Transylvania's finest.
Yeah.
That was very good, actually.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to...
It is not unusual for Dracula to wear Dracula dems.
I wonder why we've got 20 people that listen to this. They're a loyal 20. I went as a vampire.
They're dwindling by the week.
And had these gummy teeth that you could eat. And I put them in my mouth and instantly just threw up. And then I can't have gummy sweets because I don't like the way they feel in my mouth.
I think we've just dropped down to 18 listeners.
Sorry. But if I didn't get anything but chocolate, I'd be fuming.
Really?
But I only went...
Just imagine, is that fucking it? Is it? Yeah. Have you got kids?
Yeah.
Get back in the cupboards.
Yeah.
Go and speak to Martin Stickey.
I'll take the bourbons.
Yeah. I've got a full wine bar waiting for me next door.
I never...
Joke.
I only went trick-or-treating 2 or 3 times, but... It was always more hyped than it was. It was never really...
Yeah.
When we do go onto Halloween films, there's a good film called Trick or Treat, but I was never really, not that I wasn't keen on it, just that... I don't know, it was a bit boring. I went to a Halloween party that my childminder threw.
Sorry, did you say your childhood was boring then? You didn't like Trick or Treat?
Oh, no, I had a great childhood.
Oh, right, okay.
contrary to popular belief, I did have a wonderful childhood. But parentally, but what was I saying? Oh yeah, but I never really did it that much, and it was just a bit boring after the third house.
Yeah, it's more an American thing, isn't it?
Yeah, if in America, I'd love it.
But yeah, if favorite Halloween film just while it sprung into my head, I would say Hocus Pocus. I don't really like scary films.
Right.
I remember I've watched Halloween, the film Halloween,
the original one.
Yeah, with Mike Myers. Is it Mike Myers? Yeah, and
it's
I just
awful,
thought it was, yeah, I just
when it came out, it was Austin Powers at the end.
I was never really fussed on that type of thing. I found, I don't understand horror films in general.
I do get scared of. Something like Halloween would scare me because it's more the psychological aspect. But if it's like Final Destination...
Oh, right, so it's just ridiculous.
Saw, or any form of torture porn that they call it. Not my term.
Torture porn.
That's what they call those type of films, yeah.
Oh, I bet your internet browser's interesting.
No, it's just a lot of YouTube...
It takes a lot to get me hard, Harry.
A lot of YouTube analysis on films like that. They've described it as like horror torture porn, and that is like, well, you know what, that's just silly.
Have you seen Hostel?
No, but I don't want that's a different one
because there's only one scene in that actually
is it where I've heard the one where the guy like cuts the back of his
Achilles on each leg, and then he goes to stand up and he effectively like, yeah, you see that was the only bit that I was like, oh, that's horrible. But there was a scene in that where a guy puts a blowtorch to a woman's eye, and the special effects, it's like carbonara sauce is just poured out of her face, and it's pretty...
But then that's rubbish, though.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's what I mean. It's just...
Blowtorch to the eye, that's like, rag eyes. Deadline's approaching. What can we think of? Martin, go.
Yeah.
What about a drill through...
We've got that.
Okay. What about a set of dogs that we?
I think we. No, yeah, that's that's been done.
Okay. Do you want to hear this one? Blowtorch to the eye. Clutching at straws a bit last night, but came to me in the vision. Just a quick bang out dead, and we can save money by using pasta sauce.
That's
Dolmio. I said they'll do it.
Really?
If it gets featured in a background shot, not the puppets, just the product.
Yeah. That's...
They're on board.
Yeah.
I've spoken to Eli, the director. He says it's fine.
Any chance we can get a creme brulee in there?
That's what horror... I love when horror films do that, like... I think Hot Fuzz... Did Hot Fuzz do it? There's... Well, it's not really a horror film, but it's a great bit where... I love that transition where, like, a knife goes into something.
Yeah,
and so if it was a creme brulee of, like, someone dying and it cut to a restaurant of creme brulee, that would be really funny.
Creme brulee, that's a pressure, you know, to get the burn right. Because if you burn sugar on a creme brulee, it tastes shit.
Right, so you've just got...
Have you ever had creme brulee?
Never.
Oh, my... It's, like, such a classic pudding.
I tried tiramisu for the first time the other day.
What do you think of that?
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm very fast on that. But creme brulee, it's just like it's effectively custard in it with like a layer of caramelised sugar being melted over the top. So it's like a real thin layer of melted sugar. But it obviously cracks when you go into it. But I've had it before where it's just been burnt, and I'll be honest, it's ruined the
right. Life. I don't want this.
But it's tasty when it's done right. But the pressure to get it right.
This sounds like
I think it'd be your worst job.
Yeah.
Like you would absolutely.
Yeah, I'd hate that. And I worked in a kitchen and hated it.
Yeah, yeah. Cut spring rolls with scissors.
Yeah, mate.
This is.
I felt like every time I did that, it felt like I was opening a shop. I just felt like I was a little celebrity. Just today we're opening a B&Q in Lyme Regis. Table four. that sounds like that Harry Sacchini, the man, like a horror film, the man who
Scream Brulee.
Yeah,
April 15th, be there. Even though it's a Halloween film, it's coming out in April.
The only ones that get me are like realistic, like 28 Days Later. I can't really watch that. Anything zombie related, I don't like.
Do you not like it's unrealistic, or you don't like
it's too real?
Oh, right, okay.
Like, the survival element is like, right. Well, if that was me, I'd do great if I survived in a zombie, but no,
I don't see the point of a horror because it's just there to scare. As I like the thing with like a thriller where you're constantly wondering like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But like, usually, the ending of a horror is usually really shit. You know what I mean? It's either over-the-top blood and really just graphic deaths.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I kind of wanted, like, The Seven, for instance.
Is
a brilliant film. And, you know, it's not a horror, but there's gory bits in it. But it's a thriller, isn't it? That's the thing. And the Kevin Spacey in that is more scary than Mike Myers in Halloween for me. Like, when he comes in, he's like, "Officer!" You're like, oh, God, that's...
That's quite...
Yeah, because that's real.
Yeah.
I don't like it with the horror. They're built for the purpose of, my adrenaline's just going to go up and down for an hour and a half.
Mm. That's what makes me a bit uneasy, is that, like, there's comedy horrors get that really wrong as well. Like, after Shaun of the Dead, which is like
perfect,
tone perfect, a lot of really rubbish ones have spawned out. Like, there's one with Danny Dyer in, who's like, I'd say, maybe not, you know, he's good at what he does. He's in a horror film.
Danny Dyer in a horror film. Go on, pitch it to me.
This is the film, Danny.
Danny's Deadly Zombies.
It did actually get made, and it's awful. Doghouse, that's the name of the film. Doghouse. So, Danny Dyer is in it. Noel Clarke is in it. Kidhood fame. Stephen Graham is in it.
Nice.
And it's about a group of guys on a stag do, and they go to a village.
Stag do?
Yeah.
Who's a stag?
Danny.
Oi, oi.
So, Danny, and your friends, you're going to a stag do in the village, but once you get there, you notice things turn a little bit awry.
Naughty.
There's a scene where you get off the bus, and then I'm crying to remember the film. You get off the bus, but then you get to go back on, someone's been bitten. It's a lady. That's like the selling point of the film, by the way. The only people that get bitten are women.
Women.
That was like the
like
big...
it. So men are better, is what you're saying, yeah?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what the zombies are saying. In fact, what are you saying? You're calling
as
me
James,
a man?
As James Allen, I'm saying that would never be the point of any film I direct. where women are deemed lower than men. And it's another one of those films where it's like, oh, look at these women zombies. Oh, it's like, that's just horrible. It's just gross. It's just fucking disgusting. It's like, oh, look at, oh, there's a bit of blood on her lip. Oh,
yeah.
Like, no one's into that. It's horrible.
Festering areola. Exactly. That's for me.
It's just like...
And the battery's gone on the laptop there.
Nobody wants that. And it's that's the point of the film. It's like, oh, this virus is only affecting... And then Danny Dyer goes... There's a bit. I think there's a bit in it where he's like, someone's not getting laid then. It's like, oh, you got me. Oh, it's terrible.
As he walks from the safe house with two pints of Stella.
Yeah.
Quickly, get a gun.
And then there's a cheap joke. Like, fucking hell, you look rough.
Oh my god.
There's another film he's in as well, sorry, called Severance, Severance, where him and a group of his work colleagues work for an arms company. And it's actually all right, but the end line's the worst in horror film history. So they go to this cabin where they work for this military company on like a team building exercise, and there's people in the woods who one by one pick them off. And at the end of the film, Danny Dyer survives with three other women. And they're in a boat paddling away, and as the camera pans up to the sky, he goes, so then, foursome?
That's the end of the film?
Yeah, and you're like...
Oh. That's...
I mean, it was 2007, simpler times, but to some people...
Yeah, that's... I can imagine...
It's just awful, awful.
What's the name of that film?
It's called Severance. It's
Severance?
Yeah, I think there's one where there's a head in a fridge... But then again, it's one of those ones where, like, it's just throwaway. There's one, and it is, my girlfriend has an inside scoop on this film. If you go on Netflix, right, and there's a film on there called The Last Showing, I think it's called, stars Robert Englund, who's famed for playing Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street films. It's also got someone from Game of Thrones is in it as well. And it's filmed in the Ellesmere Port View Cinema, Cheshire Oaks.
Oh, wow.
Like, 10 minutes away from my house. Got filmed 4 years ago. Keith Allen's in it. And it's the worst film I've ever seen.
Ever.
And my girlfriend was like, oh, yeah, when I worked there, you got to see them all, but you weren't allowed to go up. But and it's
What's the film about?
It's a guy who's worked at a cinema all his life, and he gets made redundant. And, like, we don't need you anymore.
God.
You've been here too long. And he's like, oh, I'm going to... People don't appreciate real cinema. So then...
It is, you start killing people that go to the pictures.
Well, this couple, the guy from Game of Thrones and the little girl, go to a showing of The Hills Have Eyes, but they're the only two people in the cinema. It's really weird, like, no one else is in the cinema apart from them. And...
Could be 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
There you go. Yeah, it's not a meerkat two for one, is it?
No, it doesn't sound like they're employed.
Well, no, they meet at a party. I think they're stupid because they meet at a party.
Oh, right, okay.
Again, he's dressed up as, like, a bloody man. No, I didn't mean that, like, he's dressed up as a bloody bloke. Like, yeah. You mean, like, he's got red paint on, I think. And so they go to this film, and then he puts something in a drink, the Robert Englund guy, the guy's been fired, but he comes back to work anyway. And he puts something in the drink, and... she, like, falls asleep, and he's like, oh, right, she's not waking up. And then it turns out he's filming all this, so he's become the director of his own film.
Right.
And it's... But as awful as the film is, and then Keith Allen, who plays a detective, which is it's a terrible casting role, is tracked down with trying to find out. The boss of the cinema...
So how does he kill him, then?
Well, he only makes one murder.
So he kills his girl?
Oh, no, I think the girlfriend... Oh, right. So the girlfriend wakes up, and then the boy's like, and he's like, what have you done? Like, so he films it as though it's portrayed that he's the one who's done it.
Yeah.
The boyfriend. And he's like, it wasn't me. I think he gets shot. The boss of the cinema gets shot, and it's a really awful scene where in slow motion he falls back into the, like, where the popcorn is. There's popcorn goes everywhere. And yeah, it's all about, like, you people don't respect the cinema. It sounds like someone who's had enough of people talking.
Is he American?
Yeah. Oh, no, he puts on a British accent in this film. But the weirdest part of the film is, like, was, oh, I've been there. Like, oh,
Yeah.
I've been to that cinema. That was the only redeeming quality, was it was really local.
Apart from that, it was just shite.
And they get on the roof, and Keith Allen interrogates him outside the Bella Italia. And he's like, are you sure this wasn't you? And then he goes, no. And then the camera pans to him on a laptop with the footage, and it's like, the worst film I've ever seen. My girlfriend was like, worked like whilst it was being filmed. She's not in the film, but
yeah,
it was straight to DVD, and rightly so.
Straight to DVD. That sounds pretty random. Last showing.
Yeah.
Well, you can check that out. Check that out. You can any one of our 20 listeners.
Yeah.
As the laptop has died, I feel it's kind of the end point of the show.
Enjoy Halloween. Drink responsibly. Trick or treat responsibly.
Trick or treat.
Don't smell anyone's feet.
Just quickly, if you were to go as any, if you could pick anyone to go as apart from Patrick Bateman,
yeah,
who would you pick to go as for Halloween?
I'd go as Two-Face from,
that's a good,
because I've seen a good makeup tutorial on how to do it, or Beetlejuice.
Ooh, that is a good one. That is a very.
How about
good
one. You? How about you?
If money wasn't an issue at all, I would probably go with somewhere like I think Hagrid would be a good
one. That's
shout.
A good one.
That would be
would you go with some, would you make a little, oh crap, you forgot to tell me why you're not going to this Halloween party before we end.
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. Alright, no
worries. I am busy.
Right.
And it's down in London.
Oh, okay.
Fucking miles away.
But Hagrid's a good shout, because it's still mythical enough that Harry Potter could still be. If you were like, if there's no option, like, I wouldn't go as Iron Man.
No, I think if you're on a night out, Iron Man comes across as aggressive. As Hagrid, I think a lot of people would buy a pint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's Hagrid! Hey, I mean, everyone would just be saying, you're a wizard! Like, that's mine.
But like, where I wore glasses and everyone's like, you don't need to go as anyone. Sorry, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone. on that note.
On that note, yeah, if you've got any suggestions that you anything you're going at, just let us know. But thank you very much again for listening to the Two Men, Many Voices podcast.
Cheers.
See you next week.
See you later.